I believe that as we get healthy on the inside, the outside will follow. Welcome back to another episode of Wednesdays with the Doc, bringing you a healthy dose of encouragement, inspiration, and hope. I'm your host, Dr. Daphne, and today we're going to talk about goal setting. Now, I know some of you may be thinking that you don't know the first thing about writing goals or setting goals, and some of you may even be thinking that you really don't know what your true desires are or how you want your life to look. But that's okay. I'm here to help and guide you through some simple steps to make this an easy and enjoyable process for you, and I will be with you every step of the way. Now, during the last episode, I had you to spend some quiet time thinking about what your true desires are and how you really want your life to look. Those things that you wrote down will form your goals. Now, I want you to make sure that you have a journal or notebook handy that you can write your goals in, because we are going to review our goals on a daily basis. Now, I said we because I'm going to be right there with you reviewing my goals on a daily basis and getting feedback from you on my social media pages so that we can all share in this experience together. Make sure that the journal or notebook that you are using is dedicated solely for the purpose of writing your goals in, because we are once again going to be reviewing our goals on a daily basis. Now, goal setting is basically the written action plan to motivate you to achieve your goal and create the life that you desire. It's just your blueprint for how you want your life to look. I firmly believe that we are all created to live a prosperous, abundant, healthy life. And for me, goal setting is one way to ensure that I am living my absolute best life. Now, with goal setting, we want to make sure that our goals are SMART, which means they should be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Now, in making our goals realistic, that means we're going to ask the who, what, when, which, and why type of questions. We want to make sure that we have a reason or purpose or benefit for accomplishing our goals. In making our goals measurable, we are going to develop our own standards or our own criteria for measuring our progress towards achieving our goals. We're going to use some kind of a descriptor or numeric value to measure each goal. You're also going to ask yourself, how will I know when I've reached the result that has been achieved? Or how will I verify the achievement or performance of the goal? Or how will I know that I'm actually making progress towards my goal? With goal setting, we also want to make our goals attainable, which basically means we're going to write them down. We're going to make a plan. We're going to write it down. In writing it down or making our goal attainable, we're going to develop some positive habits. These positive habits include, once again, writing down our goals, writing out our plan. And I know I keep repeating writing it out, but that's because I firmly believe that when we write out our goals, we are about 90%, maybe 99% more likely to really achieve them when we write them out and look at them on a daily basis. In developing those positive habits and writing out our goals, we're also going to review the action steps that we've set to reach each goal. And as we accomplish each action step, we're going to check them off. In making our goals attainable, we're also going to develop a positive attitude. We're not going to talk down to ourselves anymore. We're not going to talk negatively about ourselves. We're going to speak words that bring life and that brings positive energy. We're going to have a positive attitude. One way for me to develop a positive attitude is to daily recite positive affirmations. An affirmation is basically just a positive statement that will motivate you, encourage you, and build up your self-esteem or self-confidence. Now, one of the affirmations that I say on a daily basis in front of the mirror while I'm getting dressed is, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I say this in the morning and I recite it again in the evening. Sometimes I recite it a few times throughout the day. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I feel like when I recite that statement, I stand a little taller. I'm setting my day for victory. I'm setting my day for success. I'm even setting the tone for my next day for success and victory and accomplishment. Now, there are some people that also have a scripture or a Bible verse that they recite as their affirmation. For me, one that I also recite is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Once again, I feel positive and I feel happy and I feel confident because I know that the God I serve is with me and He's going to ensure that I am being successful. We also want to make sure that our goals are realistic. Your goals should represent an objective that you are actually willing to work towards. Only you can decide if the goal is realistic for you, but make sure it's something that you are willing and able to work on. In making our goals smart, we also want to make them timely. You want to include a date that you want to accomplish your goal by. You want to create some action steps to help you meet that timeline. So I am going to give you an example of a SMART goal that I've set for myself. I will reach my goal weight of X number of pounds by May 1st, 2017. To reach that goal, I will exercise 3 to 5 days per week. Now, as you can see, my goal was SMART. It was specific. I have a specific number that is my goal weight that I want to reach. Now, I know I didn't tell y'all what my goal weight was. You don't need to know that, but just know that I have a number that is specific, that is my goal weight, and it's measurable. I can measure my goal based on the amount of weight that I'm losing each month and the number of days that I'm going out to exercise. The goal is attainable and it's realistic for me because it is something that I really want to work on, that I'm passionate about. And the goal is timely. I have a specific time frame that I want to accomplish this goal by May 1st, 2017. Now, we are going to work on this together. We're going to goal set together and we're going to encourage one another through my social media pages on accomplishing our goals and living our best lives now. Now, one final thing that I want to share in achieving your goal is to make sure that you are reviewing your goals on a daily basis. We are going to review our goals daily and meditate on them daily so that we are ensuring that we are taking the necessary and appropriate steps to achieve them. And I said we because once again, I'm going to be doing this with you. I'm going to be there every step of the way. Now for me, I even write a prayer at the end of my goals, thanking God for their fulfillment and achievement. Now as a Christian, I want to make sure that my goals and everything I do line up with God's purpose and plan for my life. So I thank Him at the end of my goals, and as I'm meditating on them, I'm always asking, is it lining up with God's purpose and plan for my life? Habakkuk chapter 2 says to write the vision and make it plain. Write your goals out. Write your goals out. I cannot stress enough how important it is for you to write your goals out, read them, meditate on them, review them on a daily basis. Now, if you want one-on-one help or private sessions with goal setting, contact me privately at dking@writingsbydaphne.com. Now, during the next episode, we will take goal setting a step further and create vision boards. We're going to talk about how to create a vision board. What does a vision board do? So make sure that you tune in to the next episode. Now, we're all going to do this together with the goal setting and supporting and encouraging one another. So I want you to subscribe to my blog at blogwritingsbydaphne.com or follow the Writings by Daphne pages on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to share your goals for 2017 and let us create a community that is encouraging and supporting and uplifting one another. This has been Wednesdays with the Doc.